Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where we try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language. Perhaps you are preparing for that all-important job interview in English, or perhaps you're preparing for those proficiency exams. Whatever you're trying to do, we're here to help you to improve your grammar, your pronunciation, expressions, whatever it might be. Okay, so in this particular lesson, this Advanced English lesson, we're looking at collocations that describe emotions. So advanced English lessons using collocations, collocations describing emotions, E-M-O-T-I-O-N-S, emotions. Okay, so I've got a short list of 10, okay, collocations describing emotions. Go through them first of all, then I'll give you an example, hopefully a simple example that should help to explain it. And if you don't understand it, you know the drill, you come back to me, and I'll help you out, give you some more examples. Okay, here we go. To be gutted, or to be absolutely gutted. Something or somebody means the world to me. He, she means the world to me. To be completely blown away, to be completely blown away. To totally lose it, totally lose it. To be dying to know something, dying to know something. To make a fuss, or make such a fuss. Or you can use it the negative, don't make such a fuss. To lose your temper, lose your cool, lose your rag, or simply just lose it, I lost it. To be beside yourself. Sounds strange, I'll explain it later, to be beside yourself. To be bored rigid, or be bored stiff. And then finally, thrilled to bits. Thrilled to bits. And this is more idiomatic, okay? And it's slightly informal. Thrilled to bits. Okay, let's go through them then and give you those examples. To be absolutely gutted. Well, when we are gutted or absolutely gutted, it means we're just really, really disappointed. We've got lots of emotions because something happened that we totally were not expecting. We expected the opposite. And then when it does turn out the opposite, oh, well, we're absolutely gutted. So we're gutted that we didn't get that job. I mean, what happened? I thought I was in number one position. I'd the best sales figures. I'd done the performance for the last couple of years. The reviews were excellent. But that other guy got the promotion. I didn't. I mean, I'm absolutely and totally gutted. I'm going to have to sit down with the manager and find out where I went wrong. Okay, you might like the answer, of course, but that's what you have to do. So to be absolutely gutted, like a fish, yeah, you just don't know what you're going to do. Life is not going to be the same. It's going to take a while to get over it, to be absolutely gutted. Something or somebody means the world to me. Well, it could be your pet, your dog means the world to me. My kids mean the world to me. My grandfather, my grandmother, my family, my relatives, my best friends, all of my friends mean the world to me. So we use this form of emotion to say that we're really into our family, into our friends. We really can't see how we can exist without them. They mean the world to you. You'll do anything for them. You'll help them in any situation. Your life is full of joy when you're around them, and you're sad when you're not. So they mean the world to you, meaning there's nothing could replace them. Yeah. So the world in itself has a massive value, priceless. But the family mean the world to you. My grandparents, they mean the world to me. Whatever it happens to be, they mean the world to you. You really would lay down your life. Not literally, I hope, but lay down your life for those precious people or precious things in your life. It could be, you know, your job means the world to you. That holiday traveling around the world could literally mean the world to you. So it doesn't have to always be about people. It can be about material things, but then we have to be very, very careful because then we get accused of being materialistic. So we need to be really, really careful. To be completely blown away by something. Well, I just wasn't expecting the present I got for my birthday. Okay, it was my 50th or 60th. It was a big birthday. But wow, I was completely blown away by the celebrations. When I walked into the room, I saw all my friends there. I saw the big screen with the collage of photographs. Then Everybody burst into happy birthday, and oh, it was just, I just don't know what words I could use to describe it. I was completely blown away. So blown away means just, you just weren't expecting something. The wind was completely taken out of your sails. You just were so surprised, and it's not easy to surprise you, and you usually have things pretty well figured out, but in this situation, you were blown away. Totally lose it. Well, when somebody totally loses it, they just lose control. They start shouting and screaming for sometimes no apparent reason, okay, but they just totally lose it. Perhaps they were having a bad day, or a bad hair day, as we say, yeah? Not something I suffer from, but you can have a bad hair day. You can have a really bad day and you totally lose it with the wrong person. Perhaps the person who comes to deliver your coffee and they spill a little bit of coffee on the table. Or somebody is going to get, as we say in English, the wrong end of your tongue because you've just had lots and lots of problems for that week, that month. And then just one little thing, one tiny little thing pushes you over the edge and you completely lose it. So you go to the office and you tell your friend, oh, you just won't believe it. I completely lost it in the coffee shop. I don't know what came over me. I think it's just all this emotion, all these things going on the last couple of weeks. The waiter just spilled a little bit of coffee and I just lost it. I just lost it. I just got up and walked out. That's not like me at all, to lose it. To be dying to know something. Well, when you're dying to know something, it means you cannot wait. Oh, I'm dying to know what they bought me for Christmas. Yeah, I'm dying to know who's going to get that job. I'm dying to know when that new movie comes out. I really, really want to see it. The other two were excellent. So when we're dying to know something, we just cannot wait. We've got a real sense of urgency to see, to hear, to listen, to get whatever that news happens to be. Okay, so I'm dying to know, dying to understand, dying to meet. I'm dying to meet Beth on Friday and have a look at that ring. She told me today that she got engaged. Wow, I mean, they've only been going out for 3 months and he's engaged or he's proposed to her already. So let's have a look at the ring. So, wow, I can't wait for Friday to come. So dying to see, dying to get to know. To make a fuss. Or to make such a fuss. So when somebody makes a fuss, they make a lot of noise and pay you a lot of attention that perhaps you don't really want. Now, again, it could be about a simple birthday celebration and you actually let your friends know, listen, guys, I don't want any fuss. I don't want anybody to make a fuss over me. I don't really like birthday celebrations. You know it, so please don't. Well, in reality, you want people to remember your birthday. You'd like people to perhaps even buy you a cake, but you don't want all the bells and whistles. So don't make such a fuss. Please don't do anything that I wouldn't like. Okay? Now, we can also use it when we're talking about some situation. Perhaps there was an argument in the office because you forgot to send something to a client or some client didn't get what they were expecting or they got the wrong thing. And then the boss or your supervisor just went ballistic. Yeah, they completely lost it and they made such a fuss about it. But I mean, look, OK, I got the order wrong. I accept that. I sent it late. I accept it. I forgot to post it. I accept it. But come on, I can do it today. I can get it right. There's no need to make such a fuss. So when somebody makes a fuss, they make a lot of noise about something. They create a lot of noise, shouting or screaming, or they continuously tell you, look, well, this can't happen again and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so to make a fuss about something or to make such a fuss about something. And the next one is about losing it, to lose your temper. To lose your cool, to lose your rag. They all really mean the same. That just depends on how formal or informal you want to be. To lose your temper, quite formal. To lose your cool, informal. To lose your rag, slang. Okay? So losing your temper, losing your cool, losing your rag is all about losing it. When you lose control, you start shouting and screaming. Oh, I borrowed my father's car last week and I had a little bit of an accident. Nothing much, just somebody scraped the side of the car. Well, my God, you should have heard him. He lost the rag completely. He started shouting and screaming, "That's the last time I'm ever going to give you that car. Don't ask me for the car. Just don't even waste your breath." Yeah, okay, so he lost his rag, or he lost his cool, or he lost his temper, or just simply, well, you should have seen him. He just completely lost it. He was standing in the room. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. Got red in the face and no words could come out. He just completely lost it. To be beside yourself. So I said at the beginning, this was sounds a little bit unusual because beside is next to, okay? So it's an expression. I think it's more of an Irish English expression than a British English expression. When somebody is beside themselves, it means they are really worried. I'm beside myself with worry about my daughter. I just don't know how to get through to her anymore. She seems to have just given up. She hasn't been to college for 3 or 4 days, and she tells me she's got no lectures, but I know that's not true because I saw her friend going to college the other day. So something's going on, but I'm really beside myself with worry because every time I ask her, she says, "There's nothing. Don't worry about it. It's okay." Yeah, but there must be something. So I need to get to the bottom of it. So to be beside yourself means to be worried, seriously worried about something that's happening. Beside yourself with worry about your job. Beside yourself with worry about the kids. Beside yourself with worry about how you're going to pay for those really, really big fuel and energy bills that are going to hit you during the winter. Okay, so to be beside yourself with worry and concern. A very strong but not so happy emotion. Okay, to be bored rigid or to be bored stiff. Well, we've all got to that situation and we've all had experiences of it when we really, really, really can't take it anymore. The movie, oh, I was bored rigid watching that movie. I mean, really, watching paint dry would be more exciting. I was bored rigid in the lecture hall. I mean, this guy, we're adults. I mean, what is he doing? He's treating us like kids. I mean, these lectures, they're really not good. So, you know, really need to have some word with somebody. I think I'll go to my tutor and mention it to him because the lessons, the lectures, they just bore me rigid, bore me stiff. And I'm not the only one. I can see there are people falling asleep, for God's sake. It's absolutely terrible. It's outrageous. So we can be bored stiff or bored rigid at anything that doesn't attract or keep our attention. Okay, so if we're not focused on it. The speech by the managing director every year at Christmas. We have the party. He stands up and I think he uses the same speech. I've forgotten now. I've been there so many years, but it's awful stuff. I can't wait till he's over so I can get to the bar and have a beer. But, you know, he bores me rigid or he bores me stiff. So something that just isn't interesting, doesn't float your boat, as they say, and it doesn't give you any real reason to listen, to be bored, rigid, bored, stiff. And then finally, thrilled to bits. Well, this is more informal, okay? It's a bit of an idiomatic expression. Ah, he was thrilled to bits when he got your card. He wasn't expecting it. You know, he hadn't heard from you for a while. He was thrilled to bits when he passed his exam because really it means a lot to him. She was thrilled to bits when she got picked for the hockey team. You know, we haven't had anybody in the family who's represented the school before, so she's the first. So that's a real first for everybody. So she was thrilled to bits. Thrilled to bits mean really, really excited. You know, you could see the excitement on her face. Guess what? Guess what? I got picked for the team. You know, so really, really happy. Thrilled to bits. Okay, so there these collocations describing emotions. As I said, we've got 10 of them. I'll give them to you once more and practice them. See, can you introduce them? See, can you use them when you're describing emotions with yourself or people that you know? To be gutted or to be absolutely or totally gutted. Something or somebody means the world to you. Somebody or something means the world to you. To be completely blown away by something. So it's a real good experience. To totally lose it, to lose control, totally lose it. To be dying to know, curiosity, inquisitive, to be dying to know something. To make a fuss or make such a fuss about something. Lose your temper, lose your cool, lose your rag, just simply lose it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And be beside yourself means to be really concerned, to be beside yourself with worry. To be bored rigid, be bored stiff, exactly the same. And then finally, thrilled to bits. Okay, so all collocations, there's advanced English collocations dealing with emotions. Okay, as always, thanks for listening. If you need to contact me, www.englishlessonviascamp.com. Really appreciate it. As always, Harry saying goodbye. Until next time, cheers.